Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And I'd like to ask you, what does infinity mean to you? Do you get lost in it? Maybe we all get lost in infinity, but maybe we can use it for our greater purpose. And to do that, we have a wonderful guest for the show who's a good friend of mine. And she has developed a wonderful technique to use to help expand your consciousness and your heart and to live in infinity. And so to help us do that better, I want to introduce our wonderful guest, Hope Fitzgerald. Hope, welcome to Energy Stew.
Thank you, Peter. And I love the name of your show.
Thank you. So you've gotten into infinity in big ways. So can you, and first of all, why don't you let the audience know who you are other than a friend of mine?
Oh, sure. Okay. Well, I'm very grateful to be a friend of yours. And I basically am a regular gal who has, after a lifetime of spiritual study and practicing this and that and trying a lot of things on, had a series of visions 10 years ago. And those visions led to this thing called the Infinity Wave, which I'll tell you about in a minute. But another piece of who I am is that I learned dowsing many years ago, 25 years ago or so, and developed a rather unique style of inquiry. And through the dowsing, I developed also, not really realizing as I was doing that, but I was really developing my relationship with my guidance and my guide team to the degree that it just morphed into being able to hear guidance much more commonly, much more easily. And so I douse for people when they're at a crossroads in their lives. We can get to the nugget of the problem very quickly through the use of my dowsing rods and through the guide team that speaks through my in my head very clearly and often also shows pictures. So
by the way, that's very similar to how I work with the universe. But I love the fact that you have these dowsing rods, and I've never been able to figure out or feel at ease with the way they inform us. Because a lot of people use pendulums, and I have a long dowsing rod that's just one piece, and it will move in different directions. But you use two. You have one in each hand, and then they relate to each other. And it's fascinating to watch.
It's interesting because there are so many dowsing tools, which I never knew until I went to my first dowsing conference, which has been going on for decades.
Yeah, these are huge conferences with thousands of people.
Yeah. I had no idea. I thought it was all by myself. Anyway, I went to this, and I always say it was like walking into Hogwarts. There were so many toys and gadgets and things that you could use for dowsing. And it really blew my mind. But I've been using the rods, and you can use dowsing for so many things. Obviously, when you're out in the field, if you're looking for water or oil or whatever you're looking for out energy lines in the ground, the two rods are very helpful, but you can also use one to get you started in the right direction. So you kind of trade off, you know, what's useful in the moment. The reason why I prefer rods over a pendulum for what I do is that they are much faster and they're more nuanced for me than the pendulum. I use the pendulum for other things, for clearing energy, for healing work, for other kinds of questions, but the rods are very specific.
I've watched you use them.
Yeah,
I'm,
you know,
fascinated how nuanced they are for you.
They are. And this is, you know, I always encourage people, get yourself a pair of rods and just start. Just start playing around with low risk, you know, questions like, you know, should I go to the grocery store today? You know, like that kind of thing. Is it in my highest good? And anyway, they are extremely informative. And for me, if I didn't have the rods, I would still hear what I hear and I think get the direction that I do.
Yeah.
I like them because they're a way of checking up on me. Like in case I got it wrong or I was a little off base, the rods will let me know.
I love that. Yeah. And I use fingers, actually. They're my rods and my hands, and they feel energy and they know, you know, what rods can tell us. And I find that when I want to speak with the universe, I just need to just touch my hands to each other, or sometimes just touch a hand to something else, that, you know, my leg or whatever. And all of a sudden, it switches on the alpha brainwave and the theta brainwave and switches them on. And all of a sudden, I hear things, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, so we all have our conditioning to what, where we're more comfortable, where we know we're grounded.
I think we find a tool that speaks to us. And, you know, some people use cards, some people use I Ching, and lots of people use lots of things. I use lots of things, but the rods are my go-to, especially when I'm interpreting for somebody else.
That's great.
Because I have found them to be incredibly accurate. In fact, just a couple of weeks ago, I saw somebody I hadn't seen in a very long time, like 3 years. And apparently 3 years ago, and I didn't remember doing this, I had pulled my rods out. I don't just walk around pulling my rods out for everybody, but he had a big question about his retirement. And so I thought, well, you know, I've got the rods. I might as well, you know, help him out with this if it's helpful. And so I doused for him the date that would be in his highest good to retire. So I saw him again, you know, about a month ago. And he said, oh, guess what? He goes, to the day, 3 years later is when I retired. Uh-huh. He said, I didn't remember it until the day. And then I went, oh my gosh, that's exactly when, you know.
It's crazy how, you know, because I don't really like to predict the future that precisely.
I don't either.
And yet many times I've suggested things to people and they come back to me later and they're, oh my gosh, you know, but it's not like I bank on having that kind of exact information for anybody.
No, me neither. And I'll tell you, it's actually a very important distinction to make, because I don't ask, we're not fortune tellers, and, you know.
Right, exactly.
Right. So, but what I can do is I can ask what is in the highest physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual good for someone. So I could ask what was in his highest emotional, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual good when, you know, when would that be the best?
I like that context. Yes, that's right.
Yeah. And then it's all about him and what's best for him. It's not, and so he has free will. In other words, this is not in stone. And we also know that life is so dynamic. It's changing all the time. So what you know, many times if I am looking at a future event, travel dates, for instance, like I always, when I would take groups around.
Yeah, look at what's good or what energy is good or bad about different dates, et cetera.
Well,
yeah.
That's not exactly how I do it. But for instance, every year I would take a group to a place in the world that has sacred significance, let's say. And I would always douse in the fall. If it's in my highest good to take a group in the next year, yes. If so, where should we go? And I go the whole world around.
Love the way you use that, you know, to decipher. And I do that as well. Using my tools, and it's wonderful because, you know, the answers are there, you just don't necessarily have the questions. So the idea is
huge part of it. It's how it's the questioning. That's the skill and the art that we get to keep growing into over the years. Like the best way to it, because look, I don't like to only be able to ask yes or no questions. I like to ask the bigger questions, but how are we going to get in? You know, and that's the dance and that's the fun.
But that's also why you're so connected to your guides, so that they can talk to you and you don't have to, you know, figure out, you know, too much for what they want to say.
So much. The less in my brain, the better.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Right. We can go on and on about all this, and I'm sure we can do it in more in another show.
No, but the reason why I mentioned the dowsing is because, and I'll go back to the infinity wave now. When I had this series of three visions, all having to do with water, the first one was a giant wall of water, hundreds of feet high, beautiful. And it was moving toward me. And there was a little byline with this vision. And I never had visions before, so this was all brand new. And the byline said, this wall of water represents, this wave represents a push of evolution for the planet. And if you become rigid and fixed, this wave is going to knock you down. But if you learn to swim with it or surf with it, you'll do much better. And then it immediately turned sideways. So I saw the curling wave, like a surfer would come through. It looks like a letter C. And there it was the byline was, as the wave pushes into the seabed, pushes down into the earth to get its energy to create that crest, so should I basically go to the wisdom, leave all my learning on the shore and go to the wisdom of the earth, go down into the wisdom keepers of the earth for my knowledge. And then mix that with this incoming wave, whatever that was. And then that sea didn't just, the water didn't just fall down back into the ocean. It turned into this standing figure eight made of flowing water. And that hung out about this big in front of my, about, you know, 18 inches.
Most people are going to be listening to the show, not watching.
18 inches high, about 18 inches from my face. And there was no explanation. And I had no idea what this was. And finally, 3 days later, I got a little annoyed at having this ethereal thing hanging out in front of me. So I sat down with my dowsing rods and I was able to ascertain that it had a name, that it was called the infinity wave, that it is a 10th dimensional energetic, that it is a gift from a loving universe, and that inherent in that watery flow was a 10th dimensional level of love and compassion, which is so far above what we humans are used to experiencing. But the idea was and is that this flow of love and compassion, when we engage it in our lives, when we invite it in, immediately structures our bodies, our water in us. It structures it just with the idea of this design and the movement of this design, and raises our frequency to a higher level, which is really what we need, because we know we can't fix a problem from within the same criteria that we're in. We need new information. We need new accessibility to co-creation. So the infinity wave really buoys oneself, lifts oneself a little bit or a lot out of 3D so that we can get a better perspective. And we can then, our fields stay in flow. I mean, when we're in flow, we know life is much better for us.
So what we need to do is to know how to invoke this infinity wave. And I know that you do meditations for it. And it's wonderful. I went through one of your meditations I saw on a video and felt really good in that. So obviously this is a very sacred geometry that supports our, let's call it eternal life. It's infinity. And then how we use it, I love the description of how you had it vertically in front of you and et cetera. And, you know, it's really nice to picture it that way. But you also, in meditations, you give instructions about how to include it into your heart chakra.
Yeah.
And so placing it in different places, I think, is important.
Well, there are a million and one uses of the infinity wave. I haven't learned them all. So the guides came in and told me to start teaching this. Of course, I was terrified and didn't want to do it. But I eventually did do it because I don't really say no to guidance. And I didn't know what I was going to teach because what is this thing? I don't know, you know. And so they started to give me practices that I would use a sound bowl and I would play them and I would speak these practices. At the time, I would receive the practices in advance and type them out. Now, of course, they come without any of that. They're spontaneous. But what I noticed, they said to make 3 weekends be the workshop, so 1 weekend a month. And at the end of that 3-month period, there were 9 practices. And when I looked back, I could see the progression and the brilliant progression of each one and how they led to a leap of evolution for the participants in this workshop. I mean, literally, and it wasn't efforting at all. It's much more about inviting and reception and all of that. But the ways to use the wave started to come bursting forth. And one of the things, there's no wrong way, no perfect right way. It's free flowing. It's a conscious energy. So basically, it can be any size. It can be teeny weeny. You can use it for pain somewhere. You can make it gigantic. You can stretch up to infinity. You can go down into the center of the earth. You can use it between people.
Can it be fat or skinny, or is it always...
Anything. Wow. And what I like to say is, you know, I learned along the way, I start to use. So here's, if you can see it.
No, well, no, the audience is mostly.
Oh, yeah, they can't see it. So I used to picture it as this blue, pretty, what, you know, figure eight made of water because of blue. But people would call me and say, oh, please send a wave for this situation or that situation. Of course, you can send it. It's a quantum energy. So you can just imagine it in a room or with a person or whatever. And what I started to notice was when I would envision somebody with the wave, all of a sudden there were 3 infinities dancing around them and they were orange. And I went, oh, well, I guess that's what that person needs today. So there's no set thing.
I love
and
that.
The wave will show the user how it wishes to be used.
Well, let me pass something by you, because in the middle of the night last night, I got a download about using the infinity wave. And it was like, oh, okay, what do you have to offer? You know, and they said, all right, so you take the infinity wave horizontal, and then you take a second wave and you put it through vertically. And then you spin them both counterclockwise. And I said, well, that's great. So what is it good for? And what came up, the only thing that they said it was good for, and I was surprised to hear it because it's been a subject of my radio shows recently, is animal communication. Hmm. So if you use the infinity wave like that and spin it counterclockwise, each one in their own direction because it's vertical and horizontal. then, and they said, if you do it about 10 minutes a day, and, you know, after a week or two, you'll likely experience some pretty interesting animal communication. And who knows, you know, maybe it's not for everybody. Maybe it's just for people who are born to be animal communicators, and this will advance them or not. But I thought that was cool.
That is cool.
And then, thank you. And then they also showed me that if you put it in your cerebral spinal fluid, now it would be narrow, and you spun the top part of it clockwise and the bottom part of it counterclockwise, it would help your spine. Hmm. So, I mean, these are like, I don't know. I had no idea. This is what they were telling me. And I said, well, I guess we'll ask Hope tomorrow and see what she thinks about this.
Listen, that's what I'm talking about. The wave was presented to you as a way that makes sense to you and might be useful to you. And that could be unique to you, or it could be for everybody. And I'm glad you're sharing it, because it might, you know, there might be a listener who goes, oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was really out of the blue, and, you know, it was the universe needing to talk to me. So, and I, you know, certainly they knew I was going to be talking with you today.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Peter. I like to run this little experiment. I do this in talks, and, you know, when I give talks, and people don't know what it is yet. So at the very beginning of the talk, I ask somebody to volunteer, and I put them across the room. And then the rest of us are on the other side of the room, and I time for 30 seconds. And these are people who don't know what it is yet. I just say, just imagine there's a watery figure eight between your heart and that person across the room. First, I douse the person's field and I see how big it is. 3 feet, usually 5, maybe 6 feet. 30 seconds of people just in their mind sending this figure eight in with water. Remember, this is what sets it apart from just being an infinity sign. And 30 seconds later, I douse that person's field. And it is absolutely 100% every time, 3 times the size.
I love that.
It was 30 seconds before. Yeah. So it's got to have some validity. You know, it is measurable, at least with my dowsing. You know, it's going to benefit a person, you know, and especially if we share it. So, you know, driving in the car, you're stuck in traffic, you're starting to get irritated. You just put yourself in a wave, and then you can send a wave out to the traffic and things starts to flow.
I love this. You know, it feels so right. It feels so good. And I love the water nature of it. Mm. And picturing water, because I think water is powerful, and in this form, it feels great.
It does feel good, and I also think, you know, one of the many lessons that's come out of this is my real mission is to help people go direct to source, and the wave has been a wonderful tool for that.
Right. And in a way that actually adds to animal communication, because that's source is the implicate reality, that because our minds are in the explicate, and the implicate is the universal computer. And so we want access to that computer. And this wave sounds like it's an incredible geometric tool to bring us into that universal computer.
It is, and let's not forget the love and compassion, because most of us will not sit down and give ourselves a whole lot of love and compassion on a regular basis. We tend to not do that.
But this wave feels so loving.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying it's inherent in the water.
Yes.
This is what sets it apart. It's not only the geometry. It's the water essence of 10th dimensional love and compassion. It's so pure. It's beyond our senses usually. And so if we just spend 5 minutes a day, which is not very much, putting a wave around the top of our head and down under our feet or wherever we're sitting from the sacrum up or across the heart, like you said, that's the practice called widening the heart. Just by doing 5 minutes, we are giving ourselves a bath of love and compassion without any effort, without trying to push an emotion. It's just in the water. It's just there.
We're getting to the end of the show. This is so great talking with you about this. I'm very inspired. How can people reach you?
Well, I have a website. It's www.we-infinity.com. That's we-infinity.com. And I have an email that's info@weinfinity.com. That's the best way to get in touch and check out the many offerings on my website. I do have some very inexpensive meditations that people can buy to get a sense of this. And then I do the Monday night meditations for free. I'm happy to do them. I started them really very soon after we went into lockdown, April of 2020, and I've kept them up ever since. And what one little piece I'll just add is that as a result of doing those, we have started to be visited for almost a year now by a group called the Ahmad, which is a universal group that sort of goes where there are people who are interested in spiritual evolution. That's how they have described themselves to me. And they're here to support. So most of the meditations are them speaking through me, and they're absolutely delightful beings.
Oh, I love that. And we can talk more about that in another show too. So thank you so much. I love talking with you. I'm so happy
Great,
about
Peter.
Your work.
Thank you, Peter, so much. It's been really fun.
And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at peter@heartriver.org. I'd love to hear from you. And thanks so much for listening.